Welcome back to Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack. I'm here with Jim, and we move on now to the Beehive State, our 30th most populous state, home to 3.5 million people, the 45th state in the Union, inducted on January 4th, 1896. We are talking to a Utahn named Angela Henney. Hi, Angela. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Is that, I got that right. Didn't I? Utahn?
Utahn, yep.
Yeah, that's the denonym. Where are you from within Utah?
I'm from Salt Lake, a little neighborhood called East Mill Creek.
It's from Salt, so I call that Salt Lake City.
Yep.
If you're from there, you just call it Salt Lake?
Yep.
Okay. And you a neighborhood within Salt Lake City called Mill Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So and growing, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're in Salt Lake City. Do I dare to say city?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where in Salt Lake City is East Mill Creek?
It's at the base of the mountains there, the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
Okay, so that what, northeast Salt Lake City?
Yep, it would be northeast.
Cool. So that's a suburb.
Mm-hmm.
And how large?
The neighborhood is probably... Huh, that's a good question. It's grown a lot since I left. I've been gone for 30 years.
I imagine the entire city has grown. What's okay, you said you're at the base of a mountain?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the geography in the other direction?
Salt Lake is surrounded by mountains, and the lake is on the west side of Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit of a bowl there.
And the lake is, it's right next to, like, is the city right on the shores of the lake, or you got to go a little ways?
You've got to go a little ways.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still called Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you, like, in the, you're kind of in a suburb, in a house among, in a residential area, or were you in more urban Salt Lake City?
A residential area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How close were you to the big city of Salt Lake City?
Maybe about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still part of your life to go in and out of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Yeah. The more urban part. Utah is, I mean, I think of Utah as a wide open spaces kind of state, but you were in the populated part of it. You were in the city.
Yes, that's correct. But it would take about 20 minutes to get up to the ski resorts from my neighborhood.
Ooh.
And to hiking, mountain biking. So we were kind of on the outskirts of the bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get over to the Great Salt Lake?
I did.
And did you ever go in it?
Yes, and it hurts because it's highly salty and it kind of stings your skin and it's not pleasant at all.
Is it deep?
No, not really.
I think it's quite shallow.
Yeah.
Because doesn't it kind of go in and out depending on
like evaporation.
The weather?
Yeah.
So it's overrated.
Absolutely.
Is it? Yeah, okay, let's talk about the lake itself a little bit. I didn't know that it's so salty that it like it stings.
Yes, it stings.
Wow.
Yeah. And there are lots of weird little gnats and bugs and
yeah.
You want to go home and shower.
Yes.
Do other people are other people tough enough to swim in it, or is that a pretty rare occurrence to see people?
It's kind of a rare occurrence.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about boating? Can you go out on it?
No? I don't really think people boat on it. There are so many freshwater lakes there that people
there
boat
are.
On those. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do with the huge body of water called the Great Salt Lake? Just look at it.
Just look at it. Yes.
Okay.
I guess some people go to the salt flats outside of there, but I've never been to the salt flats either.
Yeah.
Did you said, Jack, swimming. How about floating in it?
You could float.
Is that easy to do?
Yeah.
Really?
But it doesn't feel good because it stings so much.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Totally get it. Okay, I've always, I've been to Utah, and I always consider the state two parts. There's the lower part with all of the national parks and desert scenery. And then, do we call that the panhandle up there? It's a little chubby to be a panhandle, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't know what people call that part. We don't call it a panhandle, though.
Okay, so... Have you been all over the state?
I have, yes.
Okay, and if I had to say, Angela, one place that, or I'll give you two places that you really like in Utah that people should see, what would you recommend?
I really love Moab, Utah. Lots of great mountain biking there, beautiful red rocks, lots of hiking. And the other place is Escalante, Utah. A lot of hiking, beautiful area.
Is that in a national park?
It's a national monument.
National monument. Have you been to southern Utah, Jack?
I can't claim to have really enjoyed it. I've been through, but I think I was just driving on my way someplace else. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing out the car window, beautiful scenery, but we didn't do any mm-hmm. real tourism mm-hmm. there. Yeah. It is cool, even from a car window, I have to say. Some very impressive things to see. A lot of colors and things. Up where you grew up in the northern part, what kind of high school did you go to?
I went to Olympus High School, kind of the base of it was called Mount Olympus, the mountain right above our high school. And there was about, 400 kids in each class. So yeah. That was,
good size.
A city. Mm-hmm. A two-story high school, really mm-hmm. nice building. But I have heard since I left, they tore that down and built a very huge high school. So lots more people living there.
Yeah. Is Salt Lake City kind of, it's kind of a spread out city.
Yeah, it's sprawling.
Yeah, because there's, what keeps it in other than the mountain?
That's right.
On one side, yeah.
Yeah, and the freeway system has changed dramatically since I left there. I do not like to drive around Salt Lake.
Well, it's the whole Wasatch Front.
Yes.
It's just one, I don't want to say suburb, but major city after a major city after a major city. You know, it's just high concentration.
Truly is.
Can you define that for me? The Wasatch Front? Angela, what's the Wasatch Front?
It's just basically at the base of the mountains there, and it follows the whole going from northern Utah all the way down pretty much to Provo, Utah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they call the Wasatch Front.
And you really notice it when you fly into Salt mm-hmm. Lake City, because if I'm not mistaken, the airport is between the Wasatch Front and the Great Salt Lake.
That's
correct. And boy, coming in, mm-hmm. it's fantastic.
I can claim to have flown through Salt Lake City on a number of occasions.
Okay.
And I was in a traffic jam in Salt Lake City once trying to get through. So I have that same experience of traffic in Salt Lake as you do, Angela.
So what are some of the highlights if somebody is going to visit the area that you grew up, East Mill Creek and Salt Lake City, what are some of the highlights that one should, visit?
Well, there are a lot of great restaurants downtown Salt Lake, so I'd say check out the restaurants. I also really love skiing there. I grew up skiing at Brighton, Solitude, Snowbird, Alta, so that's amazing there. Really beautiful canyons to hike. Those would be the highlights for me.
Summer and winter.
Yes.
What's fall like? A lot of pretty trees?
Yes, it's beautiful. A lot of aspens up in the canyons. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon has a lot of aspens. Really beautiful.
Really bright yellow,
mm-hmm.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You said restaurants, Jack and I, our ears perked up. Mm-hmm. What kind of cuisines?
Well, there's a lot of Thai food, Mexican, Indian food. It's pretty diverse. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so much when I was growing up, but my family did like to eat diverse food, so we would go to a lot of different restaurants when they'd open.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't lived there for 30 years, so I don't know now.
Do you get back to visit?
No, I don't really. Okay. I just drive past because I'm either going to Moab or St. George, Utah.
Okay, I've been to Moab. I've been to quite a bit of southern mm-hmm. Utah.
Oh, nice.
And my favorite is Zion Park. Hiking in the Virgin River.
Yes, that's beautiful.
I mean, if you ever want to do one thing, only hiked about the first, from about four to 5 miles with the walls going mm-hmm. up on the side. And when I was there, it was like 100 degrees that day. But that's when you want to go into this narrow slot canyon mm-hmm. and you hike in tennis shoes and a bathing suit. And you have your poles because you're in water most of the time.
Really?
Yeah. Bryce, Zion, Arches, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef. I mean, mm-hmm. take your breath away.
Yep. When I was 18, I hiked through the Zion Narrows, but I got a permit, and I went from the beginning to
the very... Oh, you went from the top down.
To the bottom, yes. And it was before all the technology, so you had to check in with a park ranger to make sure there were no rainstorms coming, and you had to camp on high ground every night. You had to get to... You had to hike far enough to make sure you got, you know, in a spot high enough that if a flash flood came through, you were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a history of... people who've drowned because of a flash flood. You need to check in. And I think it's about a, what, 14, 15, 16 mile hike?
It is, yeah.
Something like that, so.
It takes about 3 days.
Yeah, that's a good little chunk for you there.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful.
It's a fast-changing state. It's the fastest-growing state in the country, according to the 2020 census. And I think St. George, which you mentioned, was the fastest growing metropolitan area in the United States for about 5 years within the last couple decades. So it's growing up. Different than you remember it when you do pass through. Has it changed?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's changed a lot. And our oldest daughter actually went to college, her first 2 years of college in St. George, Utah, at Utah Tech.
Now, St. George is... southwesternmost.
Yep, it's about an hour and a half north of Las Vegas.
Okay, it's tucked away right in that corner yep. with Arizona, Utah, and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
I've always sort of liked Utah because all of its angles are like right angles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, you look at it, and you know where Wyoming cuts down into it. It's like at a right angle. And like somebody went around with whatever that thing is. What do you call in carpentry that right angle thing?
Yeah, a square.
A square?
Yeah.
Like it went to all the corners. And now the one is the southeastern is four corners. Have you been there?
I have, yes.
Gotten down on all fours?
No, I don't really remember that.
You didn't try to get in all four at once?
I don't think I did. I was probably pretty little.
Okay.
She just lay down on all of them, and I'm in four states.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, of course, it's a culturally unique state. It's more than half people of the Mormon faith more than half of the people who live there are Mormons. And, of course, it's the headquarters of the Church of Latter-day Saints. Is that a still a pretty important cultural force in Utah? Was it?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was growing up, too. I was raised LDS and left the church when I was about 22. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for those people. They're hardworking. They're family-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job with keeping the state safe and clean. It's definitely still a strong force there, especially in smaller communities.
Yeah.
Salt Lake's a lot more diverse than it used to be.
It affects things like, it has pretty strong like liquor laws and things like that, right?
That is true, yes. You can't buy alcohol on Sunday after a certain time. You can only have one drink at a restaurant in front of you, so... In some weird way, it almost forces you to drink alcohol faster because when someone comes with the next drink, you need to finish that one. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Let's see. It is, but also in addition to the Mormon influence, it has, especially down, you know, further south, influence from Native American culture and Mexican culture as well, or... is there a kind of a cuisine? We talked about the kind of restaurants you can go to now in the big city, but is there any kind of food special to Utah or anything that it's particularly known for?
Well, growing up in a Mormon household and going to Mormon parties, we ate a lot of Jell-O. So I do not eat Jell-O as an adult. but in the southern part of the state, there's Navajo fry bread, which is absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Not good for you, but it is so delicious.
That's why it's so delicious.
Yes.
Okay. So that'd be one thing to make sure to get, I suppose.
Yes. Not the Jell-O, but the Navajo fry bread.
uh-huh.
I'd like to talk a little bit more about Moab area. Uh-huh. I've been down there, Arches National Park, Landscape Arch, Delicate Arch.
Yes.
Absolutely, your jaw drops. You just simply can't believe how incredibly beautiful that area is. How about Canyonlands? Have you spent much time in Canyonlands?
Yes, I've been there once, but it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. I've done the White Rim Trail twice.
Oh, nice.
It's a four-wheel drive white, it's part of the formation. That's about the only way. And you need a four-wheel drive, but it takes about 3 days to do it. But it is just, I'm a big fan of Southern Utah. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what it would be like to live in the desert. Have you lived in the desert?
I haven't, but my brother just bought a house outside of Zion's National Park, and he's been there about a year, and he really loves it.
Can I have his address?
Yes, I will give it to you.
I understand that Zion Park is now doing it differently, that you don't just get to drive into it. You have to park outside, and they shuttle you in.
That is correct, yes. It's more challenging. I think in the winter it might be different. I don't know mm-hmm, how it is, mm-hmm. but the rest of the year you still have to do the shuttle.
And I remember in Zion, the hike up to Devil's Landing,
yes.
and you go, oh, I wonder what that is. Don't think about the word, but it's called one of the 10 most dangerous hikes in the United States. You go up first through Walter's Wiggle.
Yep.
And have you done it?
I have.
Okay, yeah. Good. And then when you get close to the top, there's a guide wire that you're bending over, hanging onto. It's called Devil's Landing because once you get up on top, it's flat. Uh-huh. It's where angels land, I guess. But you look down, and at that time, they allowed cars in Zion, and they're about the size of one quarter of a postage stamp. They're that small.
Yeah, and you're hanging onto this chain, and on either side, it's hundreds of feet mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. And if you go up there on a windy day, it does not feel safe.
Yeah.
No, it does not. And then you have to go back down, mm-hmm. And you're hanging onto this. I'm sure if you YouTube it and you put in Angel's Landing in Zion, but wow, I mean, just a jaw-dropping scene after jaw-dropping. And, of course, Bryce.
Yes.
Which is gorgeous. It's all beautiful. It really is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The salt flats are there, aren't they? Where all the land speed records have been
up
set.
In the northern part.
Another totally different than the canyons. The opposite, in fact. Just perfectly flat for miles and miles. Have you seen it? Have you been there?
I have not. Yeah. Nope. I think that kind of became more popular after I left, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
Isn't that where they put the land speed records?
Yeah.
Or one of the places
they
put
the land? I think most of them are set there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ones that are still stand are, yeah, people just, because you can just drive a car straight and flat
forever.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Till you run out of gas.
Yeah. Angela. Have we, we're winding down in terms of time. Anything that we haven't brought up about Utah that we'd be remiss if we let you out without saying something about this aspect of Utah?
I think we covered everything. It's just a really beautiful state with a lot of diverse landscape. It's fabulous to travel there and see all the national parks. And I felt really lucky growing up there.
Now, let me ask you this. You're close to Wyoming. Did you get over into Wyoming much when you were growing up?
No, we really went to southern Idaho a lot. My mom's from southern Idaho, okay. So we'd go there quite a bit.
Hmm. How about Idaho?
Yes, we did a lot in Idaho.
You did? What, up towards Pocatello?
Right around Preston, which is on the south part of it. Then Salmon, Idaho.
Oh,
those
yes.
areas. Yeah.
Right. Angela, thank you so much for participating. Jack, anything else in conclusion about Utah?
It's a very mysterious state to me. What happens if you get across the mountains from the Great Salt Lake and you're over on the eastern side towards Colorado? What's over there? Anything? Who knows?
Who knows? I think a lot of fossils and stuff like that.
Yeah, fossils are a lot of fossils come from Utah.
That's
don't they?
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when I think about it, the way in which we would drive down to Moab, Utah, we would go by. I think, though, it's in western Colorado, the whole dinosaur.
Yes.
And that is incredible as well. But that whole area is fascinating. It really is.
Well, Angela, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been fun talking.
It's been fun talking with you, representing Utah in Know Your States, Know Your Community.
Thank you.